Hi, good afternoon. I'm Ann Hackenworth from North Carolina. I'm here to talk about how we track HIV and AIDS cases in North Carolina. I'm going to apologize up front that I am not one of these other three folks here, Tara Riley Williams, Christy Crowley, or Fran Thomas. These folks were here during the actual transition in North Carolina to implement this module and these modules, and I was not, but they are not here at CSTE, so apologies for that. Any questions that I'm unable to answer, I will find an answer and bring it back. North Carolina began implementing an integrated infectious disease reporting system. The planning for it began in the mid-2000s, like everyone else, moving away from siloed state, regional, and multiple local systems into a single statewide web-based reporting system. And the process was accelerated due to a planned lack of support and upgrade of STD-MIS. Our goals for the overall system were to accommodate all the diseases in the same MAVEN database, at the same time providing local health departments access to their own data, increased data sharing between the state and the local health departments and them between each other, to implement ELR activities to the single database, provide the ability to analyze co-infections was a big one because the MAVEN database is a person-based system. We wanted to, for HIV and syphilis especially, integrate surveillance along with case management and partner services into the same system, so not having a separate system for case management and partner services, and then be able, of course, to transmit disease reports to CDC as required, analyze, you know, get the data out and analyze it and so forth. This was the first time that our field and surveillance staff came together to work on a project together. And so my understanding is that it was painful, but good things came out of it, and it took a while to do it. There were some major design decisions that were made as a collaboration between those two groups. It was decided that HIV and AIDS would be created as separate events. It was decided to create workflows, tasks, and reports to allow for every part of the work process to be tracked for quality assurance purposes. So you can see everything from when the first lab was collected that identified the case all the way down to when the event gets approved to be reported. And that includes the field services and the contact tracing. So you can see how long it takes to do everything, all the steps that were made. There's a manual data entry policy. New HIV infections are created as an HIV event. And then HIV cases that exist already and then have an AIDS-defining CD4 lab come in later or an opportunistic infection, they also have an AIDS event created for them. So two events potentially for one person. And we do create contact events when contacts are named. The ELR policy is that MAVEN will automatically create an event and classify it either as HIV or AIDS based on the lab results. If a person has no existing event, an HIV event is automatically created for a lab indicating a positive HIV diagnostic test, and an AIDS event is created for a lab that has a low CD4 result on a person that doesn't have an existing HIV event. And that goes into a workflow. Someone follows up. If HIV is confirmed, the staff manually creates that associated HIV event on that person. And if their follow-up indicates a CD4 test was not done for HIV, the staff manually changes the event classification status to not a case. If a new lab result comes in for an existing case of HIV or AIDS, it appends to the existing event for that person. If a new lab result is received for an existing named contact, it appends to the contact's event. And if that's a positive, then that immediately goes into a workflow for immediate follow-up. We have programming rules to define low CD4 results that take into account the value but also the person's age so that the staff don't have to memorize those rules. And we do flag TB co-infections. So that both the TB and HIV staff can see when someone is co-infected. We have not yet created any flags for other diseases. One lesson that we learned is now, you know, HIV is more of a chronic disease, and having these separate disease events for HIV and AIDS is cumbersome for a chronic disease. And so we are in the middle right now of an effort to merge existing HIV and AIDS events into a single disease event that has a disease stage of either HIV or AIDS. Workflows. These are used for surveillance and field services activities, including notifications of new labs for various types of cases, tracking interviews, case management, bridge counseling, when cases are ready for report to CDC, inactive cases, cases that require interaction with another state. There's a workflow for pretty much everything. We do use tasks in MAVEN for HIV and AIDS events. These are not used for other diseases that don't have field services activities, but these are not automatically created by the system. These are manually created by a person for another person. So assigning someone new cases for provider calls, requesting a supervisor review, and so forth. So it's all done through the system, not through emails and things. And then, of course, reporting events to CDC. All the confirmed HIV and AIDS cases must be exported to EHRs. When the regional staff completes a provider call, a trigger in the clinical package indicates that the regional office is ready to report the case. Then it goes into a workflow for the state staff. They identify the cases that are there. They review them, and they confirm the export to EHRs. Subsequent documents for export to EHRs are entered and approved in a subsequent tracking question package. And then MAVEN extracts the approved cases and the associated labs into two export files every Sunday. Staff import the MAVEN extract file into EHRs on Monday morning. And the import file creates either an adult case report form or laboratory documents within EHRs. The results for surveillance was the MAVEN system has eliminated the mailing and faxing of labs between state and regional offices. I was not there at the time, but I know that was a big deal. It expedited reporting to CDC, makes identification of comorbidities much easier, and provides for earlier detection of HIV outbreaks, including identifying what groups we need to focus on. So, for example, over half of our new syphilis cases in the state have HIV. For field services staff, this did push down data entry into the system to the regional offices rather than at the state level. So there are ongoing training needs, a workload increase there, but instead of entering data or having papers being put into different places and entering things into different systems and looking things up in different systems, we've got a common system. And they also have greater regional control and knowledge over their cases and contacts. Both for surveillance and field services, it's been a real boon to have the ability to evaluate the processes that we're following and staff performance, so because you can track things every step of the way. It's been a tremendous initial and an ongoing effort, but with many benefits that I've already discussed and listed here. I did want to say that we use the data in NCEDS. Every month we combine an extract from NCEDS that has labs on HIV patients and also contact information, and we combine it and link it to data on the same people out of EHRs, Orion White CareWare database, the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, and North Carolina Medicaid claims, and we use it to generate lists of people who have fallen out of care so the regional bridge counselors can follow up and hopefully bring them back into care.